Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Well, Jimmy Glide, our man again, the pub where I was born. He played it from the night time to the pace of early morn. He served the souls of psychos and the men who had the horn, and they all looked very happy in the morning. But Jimmy didn't like his place in this world of ours, where the other man brought storm in his decks and he had too many pairs. So I sad to see the grieving of the people that I'm leaving, and he took the road for God knows in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang him a song that time's long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can, to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. The years went by and twice I changed, I grew to be a man. I learned to love the virtues of Sir Sally McLennan. I took the cheers and drank the beers and crawled back home at dawn. I ended up a barman in the morning. I pried the pump and took the hump and wore the whiskey down, and took the booze and horses to the men and drank the brown. I heard the sight of Jimmy's making money far away, some people left for heaven without warning. We walked him to the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang them a song of times long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing them again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can, to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. When Jimmy came back home, he was surprised that they were gone. He asked me all the details of the train that they went on. Some people they are scared to come, but Jimmy drank until he choked. Took the road for heaven in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain, and we kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang him a song of times long gone, though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm gone far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can, to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Sheffield Live. It is live here on another sunny Wednesday evening. This is Deserted Island Discs. Usually I have a guest with me, but this week there's no guest. We've got one next week lined up. But this week, it's just me playing some of my favourite songs. So here's another one of my favourite songs. It's Carrick Fergus, and it's by a man called Brian Ferry.
Four nights in the Valley Grand, I would swim over the deepest ocean just to see my love before I die. But the sea is wide, and I cannot swim over, nor have I wings, so I could fly. I wish I could meet a handsome boatman to carry me, oh, my love and I. beginning. It is reported a marble stone as black as ink, with gold and silver I did support her. But I sing no more till I've had a drink. Well, I'm drunk today, and I'm seldom sober. A handsome rover from town to town. Oh, but I'm sick now, my days are numbered. Come all ye young men and lay me down. Come all ye young.
Brian Ferry there doing Carrick Fergus. I love that version. I've been a Brian Ferry fan for a long time, and I found that track on one of his albums. So, yeah, just thought I'd play that one, a lovely one. This next one is my favourite Christy Moore song. So I know there's a lot of Christy Moore fans out there. This one is one of his less known ones, and he doesn't play it often. So I'm going to play it for Sean, who loves this song, and he wants to be going down the boulevard with a woman in a Doc Martens and 501s. So this is one's for you, Sean.
Listen for a while, now and I'll tell you the story. How I fell in love with the Rose of Tralee. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. I was only after getting off the boat. I was walking down the north wall, minding my own business with my suitcase under my arm, sitting down every minute till a voice behind me went, "Hello, hello, hello. Where do you think you were going at this hour of the morning?" I turned around, ladies and gentlemen, and who do you think was standing behind me? Only the Rose of Tralee. And she wearing a grand new blue Bangardese uniform. I thought she was a chief super. "Hey, Rose, how was it going?" "The last time I saw you was upstairs in the tent, down below in the dome, with Gabo and the pretty Polly tights and all the beauty queens from Tashkent and Istanbul and Bangkok and Liverpool. And how was she cutting? Can you account for your movements?" "My movements? Ah, Rose, there's no need to be like that. I'll give you all the movements you want. You better sharpen your pencil. You're going to be a busy little woman, I tell you now. Christy's got a memory like a supergrass. I can remember things that never happened at all, Rose." "First thing I can remember is the 7th of May, 1945. Donnelly's Hollow, the night before Pat Conley drove the Old Stone Lorry into the Seven Springs and St. Bridges started rolling out the Tin Town across the Corregaleros. And then I woke up one morning and I was after getting conscripted into the altar boys. I was ringing the bell and swinging the turbal. Should the smell of the incense remind you the inside of an Arab's tent and no sign of Gaddafi nowhere? Those days down in Newbridge County, Kildare and Alta, I'd get £1 for a funeral, £2 for a wedding, and a good kick up in the arse if he didn't put enough wine in a chalice at the early mass. Oh, Isham, Mr. S. Rose, and Gloria to Bedominus. I didn't know you had to have the Latin to get into Temple Moor. I love to hear the old bit of Latin, though. Ah, the old Tridentine. And them folk masses. These friendly priests tripping over each other to sing ballads at half time in the bingo. And so the Nine First Fridays never killed anyone. The next thing I knew, Rose, I was serving my time to be a corner boy up in the Curra camp. I was trying to teach the sheep how to talk Irish. And then I got a job, I was selling lamb's balls to mushroom farmers that couldn't afford horse shite. One day I was walking across the Curra Kildare, Rose, and I fell into an officer's mess. Ended up in the FCA, square bashing around a wet canteen. Under the commanding officer heard that married to a man whose first cousin used to fill out water bottles for Patrick's Arsfields before the Battle of Clongoria. Had to go on the run. I ran so fast, I ended up in Paddington. A million miles away from Mary Horton's. Digging footings, scraping pots, pulling cable, starting throats, boiling kettles, making tea, digging deep rows, and throwing away. I was a disposable paddy, serving my time to be a co-pilot in a Kangaroo hammer in Shepherd's Bush, doing 86 MPH in a JCB down to Kilburn High Road. And the SPG flagged me down and held me under the PTA until I got away and went underground with the Green Murphy. One Thursday night I was heading down to Hammersmith Broadway. I met a friend of mine from Ballyhadrine in the county Roscommon who was a demolition expert and Georgian houses were his speciality. Any chance at a start? What would you know about demolition? Well, Monday morning came Rose, myself and Roger Sherlock and Liam Farrell and Marcin Burns and Raymond Rowland and Tony Rohr was painting the door. We gave it 6 coats and 3 coats more and that was just on the coat. The ganger was fond of a tune and Thursday never came too soon. We were getting £4 a day and all we could eat. But it's an awful job trying to eat all day. To make a long story short, Rose, I went looking for digs. Up and knocked at the door, yeah. Big English woman comes out. She took one look at me and she went, "Ew. Get away from my door. There'll be absolutely no blacks in our paddies getting in here." So I did on it was a white South African. And then I tried to join the British Army to better myself. I volunteered as a subcontractor building houses with no doors and handles on them. And the recruiting officer says to me, "What you been doing lately then, Paddy? Or is it me?" I was helping O'Brien to shift it, sir, says I. Before that, I was spreading the toxic all over the Golden Vale. Helping Paddy Gallagher cover Stephen's Green in concrete, sir. Helping Sam Stevenson block all the daylight out of Dublin. Helping Dr. Smurfers relocate the Liffey. Helping AJF count the golden beans.
Cool. lights glowing, the traffic of life is flowing out over the rivers and on into dark. Hold back the night from us, cherish the light for us. Don't let the shadows hold back the dawn. I'm going downtown where there's music. I'm going where voices fill the air. Maybe there's someone waiting for me with a smile and a flower in her hair. I'm going downtown where there's people. The loneliness hangs in the air. With no one there real waiting for me. No smile, no flower.
Well, some technical gremlins there. I think 7 minutes of Christy Moore was enough for anyone, wasn't it? And we said, no, not enough of that. And then that was a beautiful song that was there. It was Cole's Corner, Tony Christie. So I thought, I'm enjoying listening to this. Let's keep that going. But we're going to do a moderner-ish one. Boys in the Betterland by Fontaines DC. Saw these boys down at the Lead Mill about 5 years ago, maybe longer. And they came in for a pint in Fagin's before. I'm a lovely lads. And now they're absolute superstars all around the world. So Boys in the Betterland, Fontaines DC.
Sticking. And the radio's on a bit of runaway model with a face like sin and a heart like a James Joyce novel. Saying sister, sister, how I missed you, missed you. Let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here. Well, put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Driver's got names to fill two double barrels. He spits out, breathes out, only smokes carols. And he's refreshing the world in mind, body and spirit. Mind, body and spirit. You better hear it and fear it. Ah, that's the spirit. Saying sister, sister, how I missed you, missed you. Let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here. Yeah. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Got names to fill two double barrels. He spits out, breathes out, only smokes carols. And he's refreshing the world in mind, body and spirit. Mind, body and spirit. You better hear it and fear it. Ah, that's the spirit. Saying sister, sister, how I missed you, missed you. Let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here. Yeah. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about those boys in the better land. The boys in a better land.
Fontaines DC there, good bunch of lads from Dublin. As I say, Simon Fagans, this is Deserted Island Disc, and usually we have a guest on, but this week it's just me. Now here's another good bunch of lads from Dublin. Enjoy this one.
As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. Produced me pistol and I then produced me rapier. Say stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Mushering the doodanda, where call the daddy o, where call the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted
it out as money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me, but the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering her and do them that. Wife of the daddy-o, wife of the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I went into my chamber all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny drew me charges and she filled them up with water, then sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mushering the morning, just before I rose to travel, up comes a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced me pistol, for she'd stolen away me rapier, but I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Mushering the doo da da, wife of the daddy o, wife of the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. Now there's some take the light, in the carriages a rolling, others take the light in the Harley and the bowling, but I take the light in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning bright and early. Mushering the doodle-da, wake fall the daddy-o, wake fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. If anyone can aid me, 'tis me brother in the army. If I can find a station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny, and I'm sure he'll treat me better than me own me sporting Jenny. Washering the doodle-da, wife of the daddy-o, wife of the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Washering the doodle-da, wife of the daddy-o, wife of the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Hey, the Dubliners, that was Whiskey in the Jar. Yes, so this is Deserted Island Discs. So every week, or most weeks, we have a guest of someone who's born in Ireland that now lives in Sheffield. We've got guests lined up for the next month or so, but we're still looking for new people. So if you know anyone that was born in Ireland and now lives in South Yorkshire and wants to come and tell a story, tell us the story through songs, we'll play their songs that's important to them. But this week, as I say, it's me and some of my favourite songs. So one of my favourite songs and one of my favourite Irish bands at the moment is the Mary Wallopers. I've seen them twice this year, and they often, every time they're in Sheffield, they'll always go in the Grapes pub in Triplet Lane. So hopefully they'll be back soon and we can have some more Mary Wallopers in our local pubs.
Just that way I'm standing. your chances. Here is Sancho, you're a hell of a funny. Cod liver oil and the orange juice.
Mary Wallopers, Cod Liver Island, The Orange Juice. One of the best bands you'll ever see live. Oh, fantastic. I may or may not have been crowd surfing when they played at the Octagon recently, but let's move on from that, eh?
To love.
That's Fionn Regan there with The Meeting of the Waters, one of Ireland's, I think, one of my favourite Irish singer-songwriters. He's done loads of stuff and he's back touring again. So if you get a chance to see Fionn, you should do. That's The Sublime. We're going to go from The Sublime to The Ridiculous. Here he is. Catch Me If You Can, Brendan Shine.
I'm a Podgeen from Chollawadgeen. I've got money and acres of land. I'm looking for a honey with a bit of money. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I like the Kaylee and the stack of barley. I like the waltzes, the old jigs and the reels. I like swinging when Big Tom is singing. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, I'm your man. And I'm off to Lisstoon Barn at the end of the year. I'm off for the bitter crack, the women and the beer. I'm off with shifty for a man of 50. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. Brother, he's in the Garvey. I've got an uncle, he's up there in the Dáil. He's quite a charmer, he's a mighty farmer. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. Now to conclude and finish my story, if there's a young one looking for a man, take the bus from Barnet down to Lisstoun Barna. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, I'm your man. And I'm off to Lisstoun Barna at the end of the year. I'm off for the bitter crack, the women and the beer. I'm off with shifty for the man of 15. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I'm off with shifty for the man of 15.
Catch Me If You Can, Brendan Shine. That song, for me, was made famous by Dennis. Dennis, he sings on mostly on a Monday night in the Grapes on Triple Lane. So if you ever get a chance, his version is much better than Brendan Shine's, but he's not here tonight. He will be my guest in about 3 weeks' time. So Dennis is going to come on the show. And we're going to have a mixture of him singing songs live here in the studio and him picking songs of his life and his childhood. So it's going to be a good one, that. But we've got other people lined up first, and it's going to be great, great all round. I'm going to play something different now. It's one of the tunes. It's The Mason's Apron, and it's the Chieftains of Matt Malloy version. So just have a listen to this. And when he plays on the flute, Matt Malloy, he's fantastic. So enjoy this.
La 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 la
Well done, the Chieftains. Well done, Matt. Well, he was going for that one on that flute. Matt Malloy, he's got his own pub in Westport, which is very near from where my family are from in Mayo. I've been in there many a time. I've seen Matt in there, but I've never seen him actually play. So maybe one day that would be a lovely thing to do, to see Matt play there while he's still got his pub in old Westport. I'm going to play one of my granddad's favourite songs now. And he was born in Dublin, my granddad. And this is the Wild Colonial Boy. No, hold on, we're having a problem here with the yes, let's just play another song while we try and sort this out. Thank you.
Pop up the shore and get no money, but we got love. Mama was poor, pop up the shore and get no money. We got love, we got love, love, we got love, but we got love, love, we got
thank you. place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home. And to Australia's sunny shores he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich, he helped the poor, he shot shapes back and boy. And terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. One morning on the prairie as Jack Duggan rode along, listening to the mockingbird singing a cheerful song, out stepped a band of troopers, Kelly Davis and Fitzroy. They all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy.
Colonial Boy, for John Greer from Dublin. Look, we've got time for the N17, I think. Always got time for that one.
And sometimes when I'm ready, one to talk to in transit. So I sit there and daydream in vain. And behind all these muddled up problems of living on a foreign soil, I can still see the twists and turns in the road, from the square to the town and the train.
Tonight with me, we've got time for one more song. This song we didn't have time for when one of my guests, Brian Mahan, was talking to me, and we talked so much we couldn't fit all his songs in. So this is for you, Brian. Raglan Road by Luke Kelly.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge, the queen of hearts still making tart, and I not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone, and word and tint without stint. I gave her poems to say, with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields on a quiet street where old ghosts meet. I see her walking now away from me so hurriedly. My reason